Good morning. How's everyone?
Good.
Good. So the lesson today, Jesus tells us that the people living in darkness have seen a great light. So let's look at the Christ candle up here. Can you all look over it? Here is our great light. Remember, Jesus came into a world that was living in darkness. Now, when the Bible talks about darkness, what's it talking about? Does anyone know? What is darkness in the Bible, Caden? The devil, yes, it could be the devil. Because the devil is one who brought darkness onto the earth. Cale? Sin. Yeah. And it was the devil who brought sin into the world. So the people were living in great sin. As Hayden read our gospel lesson this morning, we see all the problems that people were having. Not different than the kind of problems that we have today. There are people who can't walk. There are people who can't see. There are people who can't hear. And there are people who are involved in great sin and vice, as Scripture tells us. But Jesus came, and he was born when? Well, we really don't know. We just know that he was born on a night in Bethlehem. And when Jesus was born, there was great light that shone. But you remember what happened with the shepherds? What happened with the shepherds? There was a great light that came from heaven, and there was great rejoicing because a great light has come into the world. And that's why during Epiphany is a season of light. This is why we always have the Christ candle here in the church. We always light the Christ candle, and it stays lit as everyone leaves. The last thing we see is Jesus shining, the light of the world shining in this dark world. So I know that most of you are in school, and most of you are having problems. You have problems at home. You have problems at school. There are many people who have many kind of different problems than you. But what's important for us to know is Jesus is the great light. And Jesus came to take all of those problems, all of our sin, and he took all of those sins unto himself. And where did Jesus take those sins? Where did he take the sins of the whole world? Your sin and their sin and my sin. Yeah, well, he took them to heaven, but actually, you know, he took them to heaven in the sense that he nailed them to a cross. Owen, is that what you were going to say? Exactly right. Jesus nailed him to the cross. The man who came from heaven took all of the darkness of this world onto himself, and he nailed him to a cross. So for all of us, we must always remember, even though you may be in a dark room, even though there may be darkness in the world, always remember that the light of the world, Jesus, is always shining. Even though we don't see him with our eyes, we know that he lives. We know that he lives in us, for at our baptism is when we received him. And we know that he lives in us, for most of you one day will be old enough to receive his body and blood. He lives in you. And when you read your Bible, when you read the word, you know that that's Jesus speaking to you. Jesus is alive, and we know that he's coming again. And we will see his great glory. We will see his great light. So remember, always remember during this season, the great light that's shining, and that is Jesus Christ, your Lord. So let's fold our hands and close our eyes, and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to be the light of the world. And Lord Jesus, it is you who have defeated the darkness of this world, and you have defeated our sin, you have defeated the power of death, and you have defeated the devil for us. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our light. Continue to lead us, O Lord, in the way that we are to go. Continue to be the light that leads us directly into heaven. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your holy name. Amen.